a participant in our last program last year asked one of the teachers, well, what happens if a worker owner's sloughing off on the job and you really want to fire him because he's not doing his job? How do you deal with that? And the man who was teaching us is the educational director of the cooperatives, and he said, oh, well, we don't fire people. We've never fired anybody. This is, you know, 50-some years. But he said, what we would do is go to the person and find out what's going on in their life. What's happening with him? Is he depressed? Has he recently gone through a divorce? Is he ill? Is he bored with the job and wants to move into something else? We go to find out what's happening with that person. The attitude isn't, we're going to punish him because he's not doing his work. The attitude is, what's going on in his life? It's that interest, which is part of their ethic, the respect of the person, not the demand on the person, comes first.